Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone, we're just experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties since the change on Blog Talk. Just give us a couple of minutes here and we will be ready to take callers. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Thank you for calling in and waiting with us. Just give us a couple of minutes and we will be right with you. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Magic Moments by the artist Zarina. ways.
All right, you guys, I apologize. Blog Talk is being very difficult for us to log on and get this going, so I appreciate everyone's patience out there. Adam, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so again, we apologize, and thanks for listening to the wonderful music here. So I guess we got a couple of callers. You ready to go and take these calls?
Yes, we are more than ready. I just want to say, yeah, once more, thank you to everyone. But we have some great specials and some updates that we'll announce here in just a little bit on the show. We're going to go ahead and start to take callers now and try and get to each person as quickly as we can. It's only one question per caller, and please go right into your question after stating your name and your location. Okay, go ahead, Lou.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because your phone's here. Okay, hold on. Area code 608784. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, this is Jordana. I'm calling from Minneapolis. And my question is, there's a new business opportunity that came up to me that I want to take, but financially I don't know if I can. So I'm wondering if I'm going to be coming into more money sometime soon? What's
okay.
the deal here?
Okay. My first inkling is that you will come into a financial way in which you will be able to do this, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if it'll be more money or just another way to help you out to get that goal accomplished, but I do see you accomplishing that goal. I do see you taking that opportunity because I feel that if you pass it by, you will be sorely disappointed.
Me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I hope that comes up soon.
Yeah.
No
well,
help. Don't get away from
Yeah, exactly. You have to know that it's going to come up soon. It's the law of manifestation, you know. We don't hope, we manifest. And you just have to say, okay, I know that the right means will be provided. I know that the right windows, the right pathways will all be open in the right directions. You know, release the fear, and you'll find out just how much more you can accomplish, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
All
You're
right,
welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hold
on here. I'm trying to work this thing.
Okay.
Block Talk is really killing me today. All right, so let's take the next call. Area code 347. I'm sorry, area code. Hold on. Put this person on back on.
Everyone, please just bear with us. We are having a very challenging time with the new updates to Blog Talk's website. Once they've posted them, it's been a little difficult here.
Area code 347713. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Anthony, calling from Brooklyn. I guess asking about career outlook.
Okay. And what's the – I want you to be a little bit more specific. What about career outlook would you like to know?
In the publishing field.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, you want to know if there's any more opportunity coming up in that direction, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I do I do see that there is more. What I'm feeling is an increase in word getting out about your name and about the quality that you can perform and do. Okay? I feel that you really have poured yourself into it. Now, you get a little lazy on the back end like we all do. So you need to be a little careful about that, but you're doing pretty good. And I feel that in this month, and into next month, we see a great increase with that. We see that that will pick up for you. I do suggest to you, though, to make your horizons a little bit more broad. Okay, when it comes to trying to get yourself out there in the targeted markets that you're going after, I want you to target different areas. I don't want you to just target the areas that you've already been targeting.
Okay.
Because they seem a little flooded right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Thanks. All right, area code 631-909. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, yes, I'm starting to date and stuff like that. I just want to see if you see a companion, like a steady one coming up.
Okay. And I didn't catch your name, hon?
Sue.
Sue. And you were in which location, please?
New York.
Okay. Okay. We're actually seeing, I'm seeing April, okay? I feel like this month is okay, next month is okay, like the March time period, but April is a time where I really see the opportunity energetically opening up for you, okay? And I feel that there is a partner out there. I feel one that will actually respect you the way that you deserve to be respected, unlike the others that have kind of come in and then gone away with just sheer disrespect. And sometimes that disrespect comes in the most unusual ways, okay? What I'm feeling is that right now you need to work for the next 2 months a little bit more on your manifestation for your own well-being because these next 2 months are the time for you to focus on yourself. Now, I feel
well,
you've done quite a bit of that already.
Go on second.
Uh-huh.
People want to go on more dates, stuff. Shouldn't I date, though?
Yeah. Well, I don't say that you should close yourself off to any opportunity. I think you should explore what's out there, see what comes your way, go with it based upon whatever you feel. But these next 2 months are financial months for you, okay? These are the months where you can make tons of money, okay? And that's the energy that's out there for these next 2 months. But April is the time of most opportune for your love life, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, are you?
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm still here. I just can't work this little computer. All right, well, that is all that we have. We saw someone else in Georgia holding and listening.
Okay.
And I guess it's one of those nights.
All right, and for those of you that are calling in right now, but would like to be able to ask your question and don't know how, you would raise your hand by pushing number 1 on your touch tile phone, okay? And that would be able to bring you into the queue where we could see you wanted to ask a question. Now, for all of you out there listening and tuning in, we have a couple of announcements to make. We're, first of all, going to be putting our regular show here on Tuesdays as of the week after next, okay? So next week will be same time, same place, same day and everything. The week after next, we are now going to be doing Tuesdays as our main show time. Then we will announce further down the road at around that time 2 more shows that I will be hosting myself, okay? And those shows will be half an hour. Now, we also wanted to announce for everyone to check out the great specials on our website today at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Please check them out. We have our $5 special, that's $15 special, sorry, for the 1 hour reading. And then we also have a $7 special for the half an hour reading. So please check out howpsychic.com and see all the great specials we have going on today. two specials will be inactive after midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, that is basically it. This is a weird Saturday because we're usually booked, and I think we're in the Mercury retrograde shadow, so thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate everyone out there being patient. Sorry for the delays that we had today. And I guess that's all
okay.
I have.
Yeah, cool. Well, what we can do is we'll just go ahead and end this one, and we'll chalk it up
let's
to the win.
Let's take this 912. Let's take this 912
okay,
call.
Let's go ahead and take 912 there.
I don't know who this is, Georgia, though.
Yes.
912-618. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Dale calling from Twin Cities.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Hey there, Mr. Dale. How you doing?
How you doing, Reb? I was just wanting to listen.
I know.
Okay.
I just thought I'd pick with you since you're a Georgia person.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So
sorry about our show.
Huh?
I said sorry about the delays that we had today. It's been a weird day. Blog Talk is not being very friendly today.
I noticed that. They've been having some fault issues.
I don't like the new setup at all.
Dale, I'll tell you what, our show is normally a whole bunch of a different dynamic than this, and we're having this difficulty today.
The first time I listen, it's over already.
I know. But we normally have an hour show, so.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Did you have a question?
No, I don't.
You sure?
I don't know what to ask.
Well, let me ask you something. What's Twin City anyway?
Near Swainsboro. You know what Swainsboro
is? You're near. Yeah, you know where Vidalia is, Lions?
I'm about 30 miles away from Vidalia, from Lions.
We have two stores out there. My family owns gas stations and liquor stores out there.
Your family owns who there?
Gas stations and liquor stores.
Hold on. Not you guys.
My cousins own some stores down there.
Okay, because I've probably never been to one. But you said
you probably have been to Thunderbird?
When you said look, I've been there.
Have you been to Thunderbird? Do you know a guy named... Do you know any Indian people?
Yes, I have.
Do you know a guy named Taco? They call him Taco, though.
No, I don't, but I know the area very well. Very well.
Yep, I'm always down there.
Are you? Well, you're not far from me.
Yeah, I'm in Marietta.
Okay. Well, you got my number, so question one.
We're going to have to call you.
When you come this way, please do. That way I get a chance to meet you.
Okay, that would be great. We'll have to definitely do that.
Sounds wonderful.
I've been trying to get Rail to come this way.
Oh, man.
I'm a client of his.
I kind of realized when you said 912, Dale, that's his client.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew all the matter there.
I know of you, yes.
Okay. I didn't want to say anything about that, so.
It's all good.
That's okay,
it's
Dale.
All good.
It's all good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I do apologize. Usually you would probably hear me cut somebody else out.
Oh, yeah.
Go into the with somebody.
Someone.
So you didn't get to experience that show tonight, so you definitely have to come on next Saturday and listen. But today has been a weird night.
I will.
Sounds good.
I will. But now, let's see what I was going to ask you. You said your cousin. What's the name of the store at the package shop in Vidalia?
Well, they're going to get two of their stores back, but you know the raid that they had down there?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was.
The,
they actually.
I mean, the Onion Parade.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
The raids against all the Indian people. Well, they took two of their stores, so they're getting those stores back. Though my cousins were the only couple that once got their stores back.
I remember talking about that. That's when they had the raids for the gambling.
Yep.
Yes.
We got our stores back, though.
So you were Indian.
Yes.
So you might know a friend of mine named Denise.
I probably do. They all we all like. I probably know them. If they know my cousin. Like I do a lot of work down there. I sell natural gas down there to a lot of Indian people.
Well, he's from Swainsboro. He owns a liquor store in Swainsboro, but we call it Danny. You know, his American name is Danny. But he's a.
I might know him.
He's from India.
Yeah, Dinesh is Indian.
Yeah.
He's good, you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a small world, man.
Oh, yeah.
Not when you're Indian. Indian people are everywhere. We're taking over.
Huh?
It's not when you're from India. Everyone of us is taking over.
Yeah, it seems like it. Like,
yeah, I know. It ain't seem like it. It is. It is like it.
But he's a good friend of mine.
Okay. He's a good
friend of mine.
Yeah, my cousins live in Vidalia, Alliance.
Okay. Well, I'm not 30 miles away from Vidalia.
Okay. Well, I'm coming down that way for St. Tidy's Day to Savannah, so I'll have to call you on my way down there.
Bring Red with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Red's going to have to stay at your house for a night then.
Yeah, come on, that's not a problem.
Because I'm going to party, so I don't know what you're talking about. Well, this is on radio. Let's just get off the road. Hey, we got another caller. Hold on. Listen, hey, Dale, we got to let you go. Thanks for holding on. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling in, Dale.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got a good caller. Let's take this call.
Yeah.
Hold on here. Thanks, Dale. And we would end the show. 956-456. 456, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi, thank you. Excuse me. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Texas. My question, see what you can tell from me what's upcoming as far as my, I had it in my head, I'm sorry, let me think about it. Possible reconciliation with my ex-boyfriend. We just broke up 2 weeks ago.
Okay, let's see here. May I have his name, please? Just first name only.
I'm sorry. His name is B as in boy, A, L, D, O, Baldo.
Okay. You know, the first thing that I feel here is before reconciliation, it will be a full week of breakup. Okay. Then I feel that the two of you will end up speaking with one another. It doesn't seem to be that one reaches out first or the other. It just seems to me that the two of you happen to reach out to each other at the same time. And I feel that there will be a reconciliation. I feel that there will be better efforts on both of your parts to make it work the second time around, and it will have a better chance of succeeding the second time around. Okay?
Excuse me. What about the third party?
The third party should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you something. You're worried about it. Apparently, somebody must have cheated on somebody, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Not on me. The thing is that it's kind of complicated. When I started dating him, he was good. We were very good friends. We started, and then of course we decided to see where the relationship went. I never saw him that way because he was a good friend of mine. So, you know, until he started dating, you kind of start getting feelings. Then his ex-girlfriend found out about me, started calling him, and I didn't like that, so I kind of like, you know what, like, even if she doesn't live in the same town, she's like 6 hours away from us. I feel like if he had some loose ends that he needed to clear up, or you know.
Okay, so then why ask that question if you're going to reconcile? Do you think two weeks is enough to reconcile?
I just wanted to see what your input was, if there was a possible reconciliation.
I'm asking you the question, not a psychic.
Okay.
I'm asking you a realistic question.
Uh-huh.
You're the one that said that you need to tie up some loose ends, but then you're calling to see if there's a possible reconciliation. You are giving the universe you're giving the universe a double whammy on that message, whether you're saying it or he's saying it. But at the end of the day, I want you to put that question. How much do you value yourself?
Too much.
Too much. It doesn't matter then if he comes back or not in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you deserve that chaos in your life?
Mm-hmm.
It's a yes or no question. Do you deserve the chaos in your life?
No, I do not, no.
Right, so it doesn't matter, right? So let bygones be bygones, and when it's supposed to work out, it will be best for you and it will be best for him. Right now, you're just not. It's not a healthy relationship. So you want an unhealthy relationship?
No.
Right.
I see where you're going.
You see where I'm coming from?
Let it take its course.
Yeah. If you're going to be a spiritual light worker.
Right now, the one thing you want to send out to the universe is that you want the relationship that is right for you, that is perfect for you, one that your partner will be able to respect you and stand up for you as much as you would respect and stand up for them. So what you send to the universe is, I want the relationship that is perfect for me. And you keep saying that. And then you keep saying, I will have the relationship that is perfect and right for me. And you will be able to manifest that. But we have to get over the fear of never being able to find that right relationship and anyone else other than the people that we've already had in front of us.
But you also have to look at it that you have a little void in that life for you to attract this man in his life, in your life too. So it's just not on him. You got to take a reality check and step back and see when you entered that relationship with him, because at some point there was a lack somewhere, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. When you attract a person in that life, it's also because it's a reflection of where we're at in life. So just take a couple steps back and, you know, re-energize. Think about where you were at that point in every aspect. It's hard to do because a lot of people's ego are in the way. But I really want you to be honest with yourself, and it's okay if there's a flaw, because you had a flaw when you attracted this man. This man already was flawed that you attracted, so you have to put it back on yourself, too, just not on him. And at the same time, you can't be judgmental either. You got to keep sending him white light, too, to help him in his own process. But at the same time, girl, life moves on. You got to keep him moving. You can still be friends with him. It's okay, you know, whatever the case is. You got to keep it going. It doesn't matter. If you believe that you deserve to be in a healthy relationship, it's okay. It's a life lesson learned.
Let's see where you're coming from. I think.
Just get back and stay grounded.
Even though, I mean, he did give me a good input, so I'm just going to let things take its course, but, you know.
Well, it looks like you can reconcile. It looks good that, you know, the situation can be resolved. But honestly, to have it happen in the first place is what you really need to be concentrated on. And why did it happen? Why did this manifest in your life? Like Lolita is trying to tell you here, you know, she really does speak the truth. And a lot of people don't, you know, necessarily like how she comes on about it, but she'll tell you flat out how it is, and that's the good
thing.
That's
the way she
came
out. She didn't beat around the bush.
Precisely.
And that's, you know, that's just sort of like, I mean, you know, sometimes you want some type of advice or feedback, you know, and they kind of like try to sugarcoat it. I mean, I think the best response to give is like she does. Straightforward, straight to the point, no sugarcoating.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the best, my opinion, we don't want to hear a good, helpful and that's going to help us get through whatever it is that we're going through.
Yeah, yeah.
And things like that. If you call and you give us sugarcoat it, like, what, you know, we're going to,
mm-hmm.
instead of helping us, we're going to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're still going to be
so,
in the same
you know,
place
it's just having yourself realize how to really apply the law of manifestation in your own life
mm-hmm.
by releasing fear and ego. And you know what? I think we all in this world could use a real ego cleanser just about once a week, okay?
Really?
Because ego is a result of fear. Fear is a result of ego, okay? And if we're able to release that, you would find just how much more we can manifest into our lives and actually be successful, you know? And it's amazing because fear is the number one source of ego, okay? And sometimes our ego is not enough in certain places and too much in others, you know? It's like anything in this world. Good or bad, you know, everything is okay in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I
what
agree.
You do with it and access
I have a
that
lot of
creates
ego.
It. Mm-hmm.
I have a lot. I'm not the type to call. I'm not the type of person
huh?
to call. I just wait it. I'm not the type of person to call. I just wait it out and see what happens sometimes.
Oh, we know that, honey. We know that. But what we're trying to tell you here is that you called at the right time. Because now you're getting the right guidance. And, honey, I know you're psychic, and I know you have the ability yourself, but you don't trust it. And you need to start trusting it. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I mean,
you're
it
welcome.
Was very helpful. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Adam. That's it for
wrap
the call.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. We want to thank you for calling in, bearing with us today on the show, and for listening in. Please visit howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And check out all of our great specials going on there. Once more, there will be some changes in the day and time in which our show is going to be done. It will be eventually moved on to Tuesdays, and then we'll have some smaller shows throughout the week. So always keep tuned. I will send out the Facebook, the Twitter, and all the other announcements on Blog Talk as it happens. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.